With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Bethlehem and the occupied West Bank is ushering in Christmas celebrations.
The city of Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank will this year be ushering in Christmas celebrations. For the past 2 years, as the war in Gaza dragged on, Christmas was a somber affair without decorations and music. At midnight on Christmas Eve, the words of the traditional hymn, The Night of Christmas, will ring out in the Church of the Nativity, built on the site where Christians believe Jesus Christ was born. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
Investigators are sifting through the wreckage after a Pennsylvania nursing home explosion killed 2 people and injured 20.
Bristol Township Fire Chief Kevin DiPolito.
Till we excavate that area and remove the walls and roofs that collapsed, we won't have any idea what may have occurred in there.
Police Chief Charles Winnick says an employee and a resident at the Bristol Health and Rehab Center were killed, both women, and that rescuers did their best.
I've never seen such heroism. They were running into a building that I could, from 50 feet away, can still smell gas and walls that looked like they were going to fall down.
Authorities say a utility crew was on site responding to reports of a gas odor when the explosion occurred. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he would be willing to withdraw troops from the country's eastern industrial heartland as part of a plan to end Russia's war if Moscow also pulls back and the area becomes a demilitarized zone monitored by international forces. He made the proposal Tuesday in conversations with reporters. A good day on Wall Street as we head into the Christmas holiday. The Dow up by 288 points. The Nasdaq rose 51, with the S&P 500 advancing 22. This is SRN News. Mom is taking the lead in children's spiritual formation.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 39% of mothers in this country say they are leading their kids' religious upbringing, compared to just 17% of fathers who say they are taking on that job. The rest of the moms and dads who responded to the poll say they're sharing the task of teaching their youngsters about their faith. Other surveys indicate the kids who are introduced to religion early tend to stick with it later in life. Michael Harrington reporting.
Americans love Christmas, but that wasn't always the case. In the 1500s, Christmas was associated with rowdy street celebrations and drinking in Europe. And for many Christians, it was not in good standing as a holiday. The Puritans were especially suspicious of Christmas, but that changes in 19th century America as the holiday became one most people understand today, centered on faith, family, and home. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Though it may be weakening, the U.S. labor market has plenty of strength left in reserve for now.
As evidenced by the latest employment report, the Labor Department says the number of Americans signing up for jobless benefits dropped by 10,000 last week to 214,000. That's well below the 232,000 that economists surveyed by the data firm FactSet had been expecting. The weekly report was released a day early due to the Christmas holiday. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The average rate on a 30-year U.S. mortgage ticked down modestly this week. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average long-term mortgage rate fell to 6.18%, down from 6.21% last week. A shortened trading day on Wall Street saw the Dow up 288 points. The markets will be closed tomorrow for Christmas Day. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.